Hello.
Hello, hello, Bridget. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. We work with Visionary Lending.
Yes.
How are you today? I know you've been in touch with Catherine. She is on her way out on maternity leave. So I was going to give you a phone call regarding your purchase in Fredericksburg, as Olivia had reached out to me, and they're in need of some of the hazard insurance documents for that June 30th settlement. So I'm going to be preparing those for you and have some documents for you relatively soon for that upcoming closing.
Is it for the home insurance? Is it separate documents?
Separate. I mean, it's one of the closing items that's going to be needed for your settlement date.
Oh, okay.
So okay. You don't owe anything for it. It's just, it'll be collected at the point of settlement from your title company. It's just going to be roped in with all of the other closing costs. But it's just one of the formalities. The bank needs evidence of insurance for the property, sufficient for the loan amount.
Okay, so I'm so confused because you said Legacy Insurance, right?
That's the name of our agency, yes.
Okay, because I had called y'all earlier this week, and that they said that I spoke with a guy, I forget his name. He said that they were still working on my mortgage insurance, and I had started on it last Thursday. Olivia had called me and said, hey, you know, were you able to speak to Legacy, because we really need the documents so I can send to the underwriter. I said, no. They said that they were still working on my case or my policy, and that they didn't have an answer for me. So I had went with someone else, another company. So that's why I'm a little confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not to worry. I mean, whatever you've already put into place, we can help you undo. At this point, there's not a policy in effect yet, so we could assist you with the termination of whatever you might have elected temporarily. It would just be a flat cancellation, no charge to you.
Okay, and how much is my policy?
Yeah, I'll walk you through it. Do you have a minute?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so for the townhouse, we look at a couple things. We look at the reconstruction costs, how much money would be required to rebuild it if the house was completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be insuring it for about market value, which is roughly $325,000. And if that amount should change with inflation, you have built-in coverage that will pay 50% beyond that. So let's just say this hyperinflation that we're experiencing continues. If there was a total loss to the house, we would spend the $325,000 first, and then we would spend an additional $162,500 on top of that. So the house is well insured, and that comes along with all the personal contents in the home also. So all of the personal belongings that belong to you would be insured for full value. There's no depreciation. If you need to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, a whole new kitchen set, you know, you have money that would allow you to buy those items brand new.
Oh, okay. And you said there's no cap on that?
For the personal property, we pay up to, it's about 75% of what we're insuring the house for. So $226,000.
Okay.
And specifically for your house, because I know it's built in 2003.
Yes.
Looks like it's in great condition. Can't see the roof, but that may be nearing the end of its lifespan. You actually have a couple unique things built into this insurance that would pay for any disruptions below ground, like if you have a service line disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened actually more often than you think. That little tree that you have in your front yard, if there's roots growing close to a water line, you can find that some of the plumbing can burst, and that can cause you some headaches. So that would pay for service line disruption. And then you also have coverage for equipment breakdown. So equipment breakdown is very similar to a home warranty. Pays for major breakdown of household equipment like the HVAC. hot water heater and a sunroom.
Okay.
And, yeah. And then
how much would I have to pay out of pocket? Like, do I have a down payment or deductible?
Yes, you have a deductible that is, there's a few different deductibles.
Okay.
So for the equipment breakdown, that would be specific for the hot water heater, the sump pump.
And the roof.
HVAC system. Deductible on that. Get that for you. I believe it's 500. Deductible for any disruptions for any underground plumbing or service lines is also 500. And then you have a separate deductible for water claims. So if you have water and sewage backup, that's only a $250 deductible.
Uh-huh.
But then for major weather-related storms, like hurricane or wind or fire or hailstorm, that deductible is $2,500.
Okay.
Yeah, so water backup is probably your most likely to happen peril. And that can be toilets or sinks, backing up with water or waste, or just damage from bursted or frozen pipes. So we get a lot of water claims, probably like 40% of the claims that are paid out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the, what was the insurance carrier that you said that you had got a quote with or had some documents?
Hippo.
Oh, Hippo?
Yeah.
Yeah, we work with them also, but the thing that we don't like about Hippo is they don't give you an option on the deductible for certain parts of it. They just automatically default it to 1%. So for like the wind and hail part.
Yeah.
It's just 1%. It doesn't allow you to adjust the deductible down to maybe like 1,000 or 2,500. It's just whatever 1% of the house is.
Yeah, I'm trying to look as we, because she emailed me my policy. So I was just trying to match everything up to what you were saying. So what would the total be with y'all? Oh, water backup, I see.
Okay. Yeah, total due at closing is $912. And so that it would be paid by the title company.
Oh, okay.
So it's already been earmarked. You know, when you originate your loan, they kind of estimate a percentage of what would be your closing costs. For a house of this size, probably be between $5,000 and $10,000. But the insurance is already accounted for. So first year, it's paid at title. Every other subsequent year is paid by the lender.
It's not included in my mortgage?
It is through escrow. The escrow account pays for principal, interest, property tax, and insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you like I said, we work directly with Hippo as well. We could just have that policy terminated and have this policy put in place, sent to Olivia. I know she was emailing me earlier about it.
Okay.
I can get that to her before I leave for the night.
Yeah, can we do that? Can I also get a copy just so I can kind of compare these? But I know Olivia, she's really, really sweet and very transparent, and I trust her. So if she says y'all are good, I just might just terminate that policy and go with y'all.
Yeah, no sweat. We can do it for you. We're familiar with HIPAA's form, too. It's written on an HO3 form, which is it's a basic perils form. It only covers the things that are specifically listed. There's like only coverage is somewhat limited. On a policy like this, though, you have coverage for a wide range of scenarios. beyond the, just the standard, like, fire, smoke damage, hail, hurricane. So I would be very surprised if you had any coverage for anything below the house's foundation, like the service lines. Probably minimal water backup coverage. And
yeah, they use it below the house, but it is very basic. I'm looking at it now. But they did include below the house. Oh, 500.
Yep. Well, we would consider basic would be like $300,000 liability, $1,000 medical payments. Usually there's no coverage extension beyond what the house is insured for.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So because we have had so many houses that in the last 2 years are actually underinsured because of inflation, it's really a big deal to have sufficient coverage for the long term, because if you buy a house and never look at the insurance again, you have a year like we have had where it's 30% inflation, you can easily find yourself in a situation where there's not enough money to rebuild the house that was on the policy that, you know, at the time it was written, it was enough, but now it's not.
Gotcha. Okay. And how much is that a month?
It would represent about $76 per month.
That's
so amongst the property tax and the mortgage payments, you probably not even notice it.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and get that to Olivia.
And what we can do, because you'll get a copy of it anyways.
Yeah.
Is you can forward, you can just respond back to the email with the HIPAA policy. And since we already have access to them as well, it'd be super easier for us to just terminate it at its inception.
Okay.
Be like it never even started.
Is it the RCE or the DEC page that I'll respond back with?
Not that email, but the email that you'll receive from our agency, mm-hmm. You can go ahead and respond back to that. Actually, I'll just CC you on the email to Olivia.
Okay.
And then we can just let the title company know that we're going to use this insurance, and then we'll help you terminate the HIPAA policy.
Okay. They'll give me a call to help me?
No, we'll do it for you. We already have access to that carrier. We actually represent a whole bunch of different carriers. The same way Brandon and his team, they're mortgage brokers. We're insurance brokers. So we have access to numerous different carriers, and it was one of them.
Okay, gotcha.
You excited?
Very. I'm ready to move out.
You bought a nice place. I mean, there's nothing that I can think of that would need to be done to it. It's move-in ready.
Yeah, I've seen it move-in ready. But like you said, I can't really see the roof. So that was one of the things that I was a little iffy about. And the inspector that did my inspection, he couldn't really get a good look either. But I don't know.
Yeah, I would say the roof, I mean, you're probably good for a few more years.
Yeah.
But when it's time for replacement, these townhouses, they're not that expensive. I mean, I would expect to pay between, I mean, let's call it $7,500.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's, you know, it's part of the home maintenance. If you plan on living in this home for a long time, that new roof should last you 25 years.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know of any other updates? Was HVAC ever updated?
Brandon said it was a new, fairly new, I think it was the HVAC. Is that the same as the AC?
The heating and cooling system.
Oh, yes. Okay. He said that's fairly new.
Oh, nice. Do you have a date, perhaps, or a range of when that might have been updated?
He probably told me and I forget. I just remember him saying, all I wanted to hear was new in the sentence. So he did say, so he probably said a date and I didn't pay attention. Long as I heard new.
Yeah, no, that's good. Just make sure you service it annually. Just, it's a tune-up service most HVAC companies offer for like 60, 70 bucks. And that'll help you prolong the life of it.
You said every year?
Yeah, at least once a year.
Okay.
Probably in the spring and in the fall. So you want to just make sure your heat is there when you need it and your cold air is there when you need it.
Got you. Okay.
All they do is they come in, they clean the dust off the coils, they make sure that the refrigerant is sufficient and it's not leaking water, and you know, it's basically just a maintenance.
Got you. Okay. I see. I didn't even know that it had to be maintenance once a year. Anything else that needs to be maintenance?
Change the air filters
once
a month.
Air filters.
You might even want to look into some duct cleaning because 20-year-old house, you don't see it, but you breathe it. There's a lot of dust in the vents, so you'd be surprised what comes out of those vents when you pay for a duct cleaning.
Okay. And how often do you think is that should be done?
I would say if you do it once and live there for 10 years, you should be fine.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
You know, because it'll be a change in environment for you.
Right.
So if you find yourself like moving in and getting sick more often than you used to, it's probably like an air problem or a ventilation problem. So make sure you're changing out the air filters and get a duct cleaning at least once.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Was this information help?
Very.
I know a lot goes into being a first-time home buyer, so.
Yeah.
There's no crash course on it. Nobody teaches it to you. You just have to kind of learn by experience.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Bridget, have I answered all of your questions for you today?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm going to finish up and get your documents over to Olivia. And just do me a favor when I CC you on that email, just reply back with a copy of that HIPAA policy, and we'll make sure that we get that terminated on your behalf.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out which.
And basically, just whatever document has the policy number on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whether it's like the deck page or a binder or evidence of insurance.
I'll just send the deck page. Oh, yeah, policy number right there. I'll send this. Okay.
Okay. I should have everything to you in before 8 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
It's still light out. I didn't even realize what time it was.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't even feel like it's 7:30.
Yeah, so I'll get started on that for you. It was nice to chat with you, and hey, best of luck at settlement. Just show up. Have a great time. You'll love the house.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye.